This time we're at Pumpkin Hill. You ain't ready.
I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna creep down in Pumpkin Hill. I gotta find my lost piece. I know that it's here. I can sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. It's the show that brings you geeky news sometimes. We're on vacation. Haha, it's your boy Dom, aka Brother Dom, aka go enter our Sonic Mania contest, aka the Patreon pusher, aka Tuxedo Flask, aka Commissioner Gordon Ramsay, aka Brother Dom. And once again, I'm joined by the most coolest co-host. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
Hey, all. It's Stephanie, a.k.a. Captain Steph, a.k.a. the Snow Queer, a.k.a. Madam Mimosa. Guess what I'm drinking right now while we record.
How you doing, Steph?
It's been a good week. It's been a wild month. It's been a busy month, and that's why we haven't really had as many episodes as we usually do.
It's been absurd.
We had some friends getting married, we had some cons, we had some other stuff, and
horrible sicknesses.
Yeah, some disease. But now we're here on vacation and we are feeling good.
It's lovely. And I've been to hell and back. I beat Cuphead. That was an adventure. The devil has been defeated twice at least at this point. The devil's not that bad.
Yeah.
To beat. He's not a good dude. You wanna just get into this stuff? We have like a ton to get to and we wanna get down to
pool.
So Star Wars had a trailer.
It sure did.
How'd you like it?
I was pretty hype about it. I went through the full spectrum of human emotion, over the course of the trailer. That's been, 2 weeks since I watched it now, but,
You can watch it again.
Should watch it again. It was funny watching Tumblr and Twitter, parse out every scene in real time.
Every little thing.
Over the course of, 25 minutes. It went from, holy shit, does Finn have a lightsaber? To, oh, no, he's wearing an Imperial uniform and that's a shock lance. And, Kylo Ren and Rey are, talking to each other, that makes me uncomfortable. To, that's probably just a scene that's cut together because the backgrounds are different.
They're good at what they do. But, who knows? Anything can happen. I purposely delayed watching it because I'm I don't want to join the hype train too much. I want to unspoil. I want to have as little spoilers as possible. But then I succumbed to less than 18 hours later. I'm like, okay, it's a pretty good trailer. I saw Finn pop the thing out to fight Phasma, and I'm like, yo, it's gonna be lit. What else we got?
Yeah, well, I've been reading to the there was a mini series of comics that was the Captain Phasma Road to the Last Jedi comic, which is one of those things that, is a total cash grab because they're not going to tell you anything, really. There was, one little tidbit of, what Phasma's backstory was in the fourth issue of 4.
But mostly how she got out of the trash compactor?
Yeah, but mostly, what happened after she got out of the trash compactor.
Does it tell us how she got out? That's all I want to know.
It's more just her moving shit and just pushing her way out,
being a hard ass.
Yeah.
Does she have the Force?
She does not have the Force that I know of.
So she's just a hard ass.
Who knows? They can't tell me in this comic because that would be telling. But it was still an enjoyable read. There was a really funny bit in the first issue where they crash land on this planet. And she doesn't want with this other pilot, and she doesn't want They're chasing the guy that Phasma's going to pin, letting the shields down on.
Oh, okay.
She's trying to find some other... She's found, a hapless TIE pilot, and she wants to say that he's responsible for letting the shields down and not her.
Fair enough. You got a place to blame when you can.
But they land on this planet, and they, she's like, well, we don't want to go in full Imperial armor. Let's change into something else. And so you're like, gonna see your face. And then, it's a page turn. And it goes from her, taking the silver helmet off on the page turn. And then you turn the page, and she's in a completely different, armor.
Don't we see her face in the trailer?
I don't think so.
Huh.
There were, some very far distant shots, while they were filming of someone you could clearly tell was Gwendolyn Christie because she's 7 feet tall and has white blonde hair.
We also just know what she looks like, so it's kind of and we know who the actress is. Okay.
But But yeah, that was fun.
Nice, nice. Did you see, yeah, you saw the Hey Arnold trailer for that movie, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that, because I didn't watch it at all.
Okay, so it's pretty exciting. It's like,
really?
Yeah, it was pretty pretty hype. They win like a class trip to go to where the same country in South America where Arnold's parents are missing, and like all kind
bad
of
vibes.
Yeah, all kind of shenanigans, and like Helga still has her like gum shrine in her.
Because how much time has passed? Like a year, maybe.
Yeah, they're in sixth grade now.
Okay, and they were fourth graders before.
Yeah, so it's 2 years, I guess. Okay. But yeah, like Helga.
Yeah, they have like winter clothes now, despite the fact that they've lived through winter and fall in the show.
And like there are like some kind of like pretty wild, like Uncharted-esque scenes of like crazy,
like Uncharted, like Nathan Drake, or
yeah, like okay. Nathan Drake, like boats and storms and like.
Like, a place that children definitely should not be at.
Yeah, places that sixth graders should definitively not be. But it still looks really fun.
Nice, nice. Okay.
There was one other trailer came out recently.
A trailer, yes. I mean, there's so much movie stuff. Fucking, speaking of Uncharted places, holy shit, Black Panther trailer.
Oh my god.
I was like, I want to go in this movie as unspoiled as possible, but at the same time, I am not going to dodge this hype in. It was like, was it better or worse? Or like, not better or worse, but like, was this better? Was the first trailer better? Or was it just like more hype just continuing?
I think this trailer was better because it had both like the like gravitas and intensity that we're hoping for from the movie, but it also had some humor and like joshing, I guess, back and forth between the characters. Like, and also you saw a little bit more of the like the conflict.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I think Black Panther's probably gonna be one of the more serious movies out of the Marvel one. Like, there's still humor in it, but it's more of, like, this is how normal people act. Like, everyone's not quippy just to be quippy.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because people are humorous and, like, noogie their younger siblings kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's still more women in these trailers than the entirety of the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And, I mean, obviously
women,
more black
period,
people,
not
but,
even
like...
just women of color.
Yeah.
Like...
that's not even just more women of color, because obviously, but at the same time, so I saw a lot of black women on Twitter were very hyped to see women of color on screen.
Yeah.
And some people are saying, of course, it's in Africa, but at the same time, it's like, yo, let people have their hype, because
yeah.
It's been a long time, like, it's been in New York, you'd think there'd be people, but especially women of color in New York, but, it looked really good, I'm excited.
It was so good.
We talked about the Justice League trailer last time, right, or was there another one?
I don't know.
I don't care that much. Yeah. But it's coming out sooner than I thought, though.
Yeah, it's coming out this like in November. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I have tickets now, but
when's Thor Ragnarok come out?
Next week.
Yeah.
So next time we record, I'll have an opinion
on Thor Ragnarok, the colorful movie. Do we have anything else to say about Black Panther other than like February is going to be super lit?
No, I think just February is going to be super super lit.
Also, there's a solo Black Panther Lego movie coming out.
Really?
I think I read that somewhere, which is. An odd thing to do.
That's a choice.
Like, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't mind seeing that, but, like, I don't feel like Black Panther's been in the public consciousness long enough that he's, like, able to be parodied the same way that Batman is.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like... Ooh, we got a cat on the keys.
Oh, God, on the keys. You know.
Hey, buddy.
He didn't pause anything, did he?
Nope. Because we are a different tab.
Thank God.
So it just says pepper. It literally says purr, then a little three on the screen, like the little cat mouth. What was I saying? I feel like Black Panther is more serious than Lego calls for, but I suppose it still is a man in a cat costume when you really boil it down, which is more regal than the bat stuff, but like... jokes can be made, but we'll see. But we said Thor Ragnarok, so we got a story about Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, so apparently, like, one of my concerns going into this movie was that Valkyrie, the character that Tessa Thompson is playing, is a lesbian in the comic books. But it seems like she is Thor's love interest in this movie. But Tessa Thompson was on Twitter the other day, and... I almost said came out on Twitter the other day, but Tessa Thompson did not come out on Twitter the other day, but she did, Valkyrie, I guess, did come out on Twitter the other day, because Tessa said that she considers Valkyrie bisexual and, like, was playing her that way, But unfortunately, there's nothing in the movie still to back that up. So, I mean, I haven't seen the movie, so maybe I'm wrong, but the feeling I'm getting from the reaction to it was that, like, people were like, oh, well, how are you supposed to put that in a movie anyway? And everyone was like, well...
How do you put straightness in a movie,
like,
I guess?
Yeah, like, how do you put straightness in a movie, but also, like, how do you put, like, a lightning Viking versus, like, angry nuclear man in a movie?
Yeah.
And people believe that and accept that, like...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like... if you can craft a movie, you can craft anything into that movie. Unless it violates the logic of that universe, which, you know, bisexuality does not violate the physics or internal rules of anything.
Of the MCU.
I mean, you know, women being there kind of violates the logic of the MCU. Ooh, how you like that? Bang, bang, hey. Shots fired.
But,
Yeah, but I would like to see more in-universe, like, acknowledgement of these things.
Yeah, it's just frustrating because, like, right, as of right now, like, 10 years after the MCU kicked off, because Iron Man came out in like 2007-2008. There have been no female-led movies. No, like, Black Panther's gonna be the first movie led by a person of color, and the only queer representation we've had in this entire franchise is the fact that Justin Hammer has a prison boyfriend in the All Hail the King short.
Which is not...
Like, which is not even part of the movies. It was, like, an extra on a DVD.
Which is not even, like good representation,
is,
I feel,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, not exactly good representation.
Oh, jeez.
Justin Hammer having a prison boyfriend.
Oh, God.
So...
That's pretty bad. Justin Hammer. Oh, he was Iron Man 2 villain?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a whiny, like...
He's like a... Instead of, the dude from number one, from the first one, it's pretty much, hey, what if it's that guy again, but like the opposite. Because isn't all Iron Man's villains just Iron Man, but like a different day in history?
Iron Man, but bad in some other way.
Yeah, instead of the way he's already bad.
Yeah. Iron Man, but bad in a different way.
Bad in a way that's not as charming.
Yeah.
Or it would be charming if we were following that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, okay, what else we got? Speaking of, like, movies in general, upcoming movies, pitches and stuff, apparently Michael Bay is going to do a Dora the Explorer movie.
There are no explosions in Dora the Explorer.
There's an explosion of education.
There are brown people in Dora the Explorer, and they're the good guys.
There's also a monkey and a fox. You know, what if Michael Bay has this really, like, compassionate, non-problematic side, but he just doesn't think it's as profitable? I mean, I don't think that's the case, but, like...
That'd be funny if it was.
I mean, like, what if he doesn't screw it up? Or what if he, like, only screws it up the way that, like, most Hollywood execs would, and it's just, like, not good?
He made the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. That was his last foray into a beloved childhood franchise.
Yeah, but, I mean, Transformers is also a childhood franchise. But, like, Dora the Explorer is, like, a level down, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's still people getting stabbed, like, presumably getting stabbed and slashed in the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Like, two of the brothers use bladed weapons.
Yeah.
And the bad guy's name is literally the Shredder. He didn't get that name due to his office disposal techniques. So, I'd like to think that there's a basis. I don't know. How do you adapt... Look, how does anybody adapt Dora the Explorer into, like, a movie?
Like, because, like, part of the, like, actual premise of Dora the Explorer is the interactivity. Like, being able to, for, like, kids to be able to talk back to the screen whenever Dora talks to them. Like, is that going to be how it is? Is it going to be in movie theaters? Like...
What if it's Michael Bay's signature style with all the garbage that comes with it, but it still has that, like, do you see where the explosion is? There it is.
This is how you say explosion in Espanol.
And that's the one time Michael Bay gets, like, a consultant to, like, make sure his Spanish is correct for, like, really horrible shit.
Everyone say boo.
Boo. There you go. Swipe. Swiper, no swiping. That's where the racism is going to be. Swiper's going to be a black guy. That's how he's going to be. That's where it's going to be.
The only black actor, and it's going to be like CGI.
CGI Black Fox. Oh man, we joke, but like, that's possible.
We joke, but we wouldn't be surprised.
We will not be surprised
when it happens that way.
Something interesting about that, and we were also talking about this, you and I, probably off mic, about the harem.
Probably off mic.
Yeah, about the harem thing, like, you could do, like, a real fucked up Dora the Explorer thing, mm-hmm. and aim it at the same demographic who was watching Dora the Explorer.
When it started. Yeah.
Like, the same thing with Hey Arnold, like, who is this aimed for? Because this show hasn't been on in, what, like, 8 years?
Yeah, the people who grew up watching it are grown-ass adults now.
Yeah, so,
and
like,
the kids who are watching it now, or, like, the kids who, because it was, like, it wasn't even something that was, that's been in, like, reruns or anything, because there was, like, all those contractual issues.
Yeah, it literally just like, hasn't been
It has not been in the public domain for...
So, like, is it still going to be a kids' movie? Because it kind of has to be, because it's Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this has to be, like, Nick at Night level, because it's going to be a bunch of, like, 25, Snick. Like, 22 to...
Nickelodeon.
Oh my god. With the couches, they're like, whoa, you can win this couch full of money. Like, no one ever got that couch. Kenan and Kel, but yeah. Oh well. Yeah, maybe Dora the Explorer will be. I mean, she'll still be a kid because I don't want Michael Bay aging up Dora because he's a pervert.
He'll just make her a sex symbol.
It's boots.
Boots.
Boots and cats and boots. Star Trek Discovery got renewed for season 2?
Yes, I'm pretty excited about it, even though I haven't watched any of it yet. Fuck you, CBS All Access. I did think it was funny that the day after it premiered, it beat out Game of Thrones as the most pirated show.
I mean, because Game of Thrones is still far more possible to watch legally and worth it, you know?
Yeah, like, who else has this fucking CBS All Access thing? But I plan on watching it, and apparently it's good so far, although I've heard very mixed reviews from, like, not even from people who were like, oh, those damn SJWs taking over our Star Trek like it wasn't an SJW bullshit from the beginning.
That's kind of the point.
Literally, it's like racially diverse space communism. Like,
that's like you said. That's literally the whole point. It's an SJW pitch.
But
just from even from progressives, they were like, it's all right.
Yeah, some people had mixed opinions about like different things, not just plot stuff, but like the way some of the actors of color were treated by the story and
gotcha.
Stuff like that. But I failed to avoid a certain spoiler, but I have been otherwise mostly spoiler free, so
okay.
Hopefully it'll be good. And I'm super glad that they got a second season, because
SJW bullshit reigns supreme. Yes. Yay. We are peddlers ourselves. I mean, you know, I'm not going to make excuses for people, but I'd rather see people try and fail and then keep trying rather than to not try at all.
Exactly.
Like the publishing world.
Yes. Oh, God.
Golly gosh. It's been on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is public knowledge.
I'm going to let everyone else just follow up on that because I'm too close to that to...
I don't want you... Yeah, we don't want you to have to get in trouble, but...
Well, not even that. Just, like, I feel like I've been living that for...
Yeah, basically people, instead of trying to get better, they just give up and don't try, which is basically a cop-out, like...
Yeah, it pisses me off so much.
Anyway.
All I can do is subtweet.
Subtweeting our last refuge! That's a new feature Jack's gonna roll out with. You know, we can make it so if you're getting subtweeted, we can have that come into your mention specifically. Jack, nobody asked for this. Just get rid of the Nazis. We know you can.
We're following your life closely enough that we can tell that if you're subtweeting, we can figure out who it's about and let them know.
I mean, Reddit's finally getting rid of like some of the Nazis and stuff like that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, which is good news. And people are like, "What? The Nazis were like there was no posse against it." And to that I say, there didn't need to be a posse against Nazis.
There shouldn't need to be a posse against Nazis. There's no not to be a Nazi.
Like, and like white nationalists, like their dog whistles are eventually slipping. But like, you never were allowed to be a Nazi. It's just that like. We didn't have to...
We didn't think we needed to specify that.
Yeah, because, like, there wasn't as much coded language, like, being so, like, well, it was always there, but there didn't seem to be as many, like, groups building around it. Mm-hmm. So when you would tell someone not to be a Nazi, they'd be like, obviously, I'm not a Nazi, but, like, I'm allowed to be in the Klan, right? You're like, well, you can't be blatantly racist on Reddit, but...
Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna...
Like, letting you have a space didn't seem as problematic, like, 8 years ago, because people weren't... They weren't localizing their targets, you know?
Yeah.
Like saying, I hate black people or I hate women was, like, more blanket. People were like, well, of course that exists. Mm. But then, like, Gamergate happened, and then alt-right, and people were like, this is, like, progressing far faster than, like, we're just going to get rid of, like, Paul and, like, our Nazis, whatever.
whatever the Nazis that Reddit is.
So, I mean, they're making steps. Probably, it's probably too little too late, but at the same time, I'd rather too little too late than never at all.
Yeah.
So at least we can maybe stop some of the people getting radicalized, because that's what's happening.
Subtweet at Jack.
Well, I was subtweeting America, because we have young white boys being radicalized on the back of ethics and games journalism, which is... You see the guy, some guy that was, like, part of, like, Gamergate's, like, big YouTubering, like, shot his dad.
Yeah.
Because that was, like, you're a Nazi, so he shot him with, like... That's your dad. Like,
that's your dad.
Wolfenstein, though, they're on their marketing game. They're like, not my America. Like, well, it is our America, but, like, it's totally, like, marketing, PR, pandering bullshit. But at the same time, glad they're pandering. Like,
yeah, glad they're pandering to the right side of the argument. Like,
it's like, whatever.
These are not fine people.
Yes, that great. Thank you. Also, an Animal Crossing mobile game has been announced, so people are making all the jokes about Tom Nook's going to be shaking you down for real money now, and you won't be able to, like, fulfill the dream of paying off your debt if you actually have to use money to do it. I haven't seen much about it, but apparently it's, like, sort of a scaled-back Animal Crossing. I've been seeing people's comments, and it's like, yeah, they're not going to release a full Animal Crossing game for your mobile device,
because
then they'd have to charge you for a full Animal Crossing game.
Yeah.
And I think that model can work, charging you $60 for a game on your phone. Because it's just a full game, but no one's going to want to pay that because they're like, it's a mobile game.
Yeah, there's that, there's a mental mindset block. People didn't want to pay $10 for Mario Run or whatever.
Yeah, and that's not really a whole lot. And apparently it was worth that much, so. Yeah, so it's going to be full of microtransactions, but it's Animal Crossing, so people get fun out of it. I mean, people are still playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Like yourself, it's a Halloween event, and Gen 3 was just announced, so.
Yeah.
And you can also
already caught 5 Hoenn Pokemon.
And now you can get a little Mimikyu hat, which is Gen 6, 7? It's from Sun and Moon. I stopped counting. Overwatch Halloween has come and is going to be gone soon. Season's ending this weekend. So you get all your competitive stuff in. You saw some of the skins. Totally 80s Zarya is
totally
awesome.
Totally 80s Zarya is so good.
You got Cultist Zenyatta. Anna got a pirate costume, Torb Viking.
Yeah, wasn't Zenyatta, was that the Cthulhu one? Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, his orbs have eyes on him, which functionally you don't ever see him that much, but nice detail, and when he has, like, the spirit hands clapping or doing his transcendence, they turn into tentacles and stuff like that, and some of his voice lines change, like, the Iris consumes you instead of, like, looks upon you, that kind of stuff, and Symmetra got that cool demon summoner looking one.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. And then, like, Reaper got some bullshit vampire. it's just Reaper. Like, his face is already a skull. Like, I mean, a Jason mask I wouldn't have been that mad about. Like, that's pretty much that, though. So, you know, get your grinding in or buy a loot box if that's your thing. If you only play, like, a few times a year, I wouldn't waste the money on it. It's just a game. Tamagotchi coming back?
Yes.
What's that? What are we doing there?
Yeah,
it's an app?
No, it's an actual Tamagotchi.
Oh, cool, cool.
And it's not any different or any better or worse than the old Tamagotchi was. They were just like, fuck it, we'll put some out again.
Why not?
Like,
bring it back.
Like, everyone else is cashing on this nostalgia bullshit. Let's get there.
Hey, they'll make some money. It's,
yeah, they will.
It's, I'm not even knocking the hustle. So, what else we got? There's a Super Mario makeup collection. I just wanted to put that on here because I thought it was interesting.
What does this mean?
What does it mean? I'll click it and show you. I think it just is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. From how do you say this?
Shuamura.
Okay. But I don't know if they're a makeup. They're like a beauty care. So like Super Mario makeup, a beauty adventure.
Oh, nice.
You got like lipstick, like in various colors.
Oh, but they're cute.
Yeah,
the outsides are cute.
Yeah, they all kind of look like
saved Mario peach.
Oh, that's a
clear
color.
Sage cleared and saved peach.
Oh, like Fire Flower, Underground Adventure. Like they make the names have like all kinds of cool stuff. They have some stamps and liner and stuff like that. P light orange, M black, All black brick, Dreamy Peach. So, you know, like, even got skincare. Has Mars swimming on the side of, like, the oil. So, you know, it just looks like something fun. Brave Amber, Dreamy Mauve. Like, it's just kind of kitschy, but...
Yeah, that's cute. Probably way too expensive, but...
Probably. And if not, yeah, whatever. Let people live their best life, I always say. Boyfriend Dungeon, what's that?
Boyfriend Dungeon.
We're speeding through a lot today.
Yeah, Boyfriend Dungeon is a recently announced dating sim / dungeon crawler.
Yeah. So you get to date your weapons.
Yeah, your weapon, when you you go through the dungeon and you like unlock different weapons, and the weapons are also...
People. They change back and forth from weapons. And it's called Boyfriend Dungeon, but like...
It seemed like you could also date girl weapons.
Yeah. So, at least feminine presenting weapons. But yeah. I'm pretty sure like one of the swords was just straight up a woman.
I think so, yeah.
And one of the dudes was not like straight up a woman. I mean, like, it wasn't trying to do like weird tropey nonsense is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Looked female.
It wasn't like a Sephiroth type.
Yeah.
Although if you could date Sephiroth and he turned into that like long Mira Mesa type sword, yeah, you'd have to go for it.
I'm pretty sure there's an entire subset of fetish on the internet for exactly that.
For exactly this game?
For exactly the Sephiroth thing you just described.
Yeah, yeah. No. There's also other things that you could have Sephiroth turn into. It's, I'm not going to kink shame the internet. I mean, I will, but not for this. Will Smith is going to be in a Netflix show or a movie called Bright. Which is basically Bad Boys, but in Mordor.
Yeah.
I think that's how it's advertised.
Yeah, that's basically, I haven't seen the trailer all the way through yet, but, like, I wonder how well, because, like, I think the assumption is that, like, Will Smith's character is racist against the orcs who are in the Force, so yeah. It's like, how well are y'all gonna handle this?
Well, I think you kind of... You know what? I think when you have a black lead instead of a white lead in that, you can do some of the, you can do some of, like, you can be like, man, I know, I'm black, kind of stuff like that. What is it? Is it going to be great? But it's already like an orc and a black guy buddy cop movie. So, yeah. Like, I don't think there's an expectation on it being, like, that fantastic.
Uh-huh.
So it'll just be, like, hopefully it's fun.
Hopefully it's not, like, too horrible.
Or is super horrible.
Or is so bad that it's worth watching anyway.
But that's pretty much all the news we have. You any cool stuff since the last time we recorded?
Yeah, let's see. I got a bunch of stuff getting ready to come down here because we're down here for Fantasy Fest, which is like a big costume celebration. You may have been seeing in the last week some of our photos on our Instagram. But other than costume stuff, I got some cool new sunglasses, because my sunglasses that were my Tracer sunglasses are so covered up, or like scratched up from living in my purse that I can't actually see out of them.
So they're kind of pointless.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, they're not great for driving, or for reading while wearing them.
Or for pretty much doing anything other than just like
walking singing. Down the street, it's okay.
Singing Do What Diddy?
Yes. Exactly that. But see, I got The Stone Sky, which is the third book, in the series that started out with the fifth season. I still haven't read, the second book in the series, but I'm gonna probably this week. So report back on how they are. But I also got the third Magnus Chase book, which is the final one in the series. Pretty hype about it.
Nice.
It was very enjoyable. I, like, very rarely have bad things to say about any book written by Rick Riordan, but...
That guy.
He sure is the guy, but, like...
The guy?
Writing a fantasy series where the protagonist's, like, best friend / love interest is gender-fluid characters.
Hey, pretty, how about you not do that? This cat's biting my laptop.
It was a pretty ballsy move for middle grade, so I'm into it.
Awesome. I got the Scott Pilgrim card game.
Nice.
I've not opened it, not looked in it at all, but I'm excited about playing it. Apparently, you can play it with just yourself. You can do one to...
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's like a deck building, like there's probably like goals you can achieve and you probably, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's at like 1-6 or something like that, so I'm excited to play it. And then I got the... You made me that cool Rick costume. So I have Rick's Citadel costume. Yeah.
I forgot I made that. Yeah.
For like the end of the Rick Lantis mix-up. So it's a different uniform. If you haven't seen it yet, I won't tell you why it's different, but it's a different uniform. And I think that's pretty much everything, right?
Yeah, I think we hit it.
Did a full episode in like 30 minutes. Like hit we tried with it. All. Oh, okay. That's that's one way to put it. You could use that terminology. But yeah, that's basically a quick episode for while we're on vacation. Like I said before, go check out our Sonic Mania giveaway. It'll be linked in the Twitter. We want to probably get to like at least 20 retweets or whatever
before we send it off. Get some love before we...
Yeah, yeah. Social media business, though. I mean, you know where to find us. It's always going to be in the show notes, but at Brother Dom, anywhere you want to find me, at Captain Steph on Twitter, at Snowcore on Tumblr, and Hella Steph on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you can follow this podcast, Character Revealed on Simplecast.fm or Patreon.com/CharacterReveal. Every little bit helps. Twitter, Character Rev. Facebook, search Character Reveal. You can find us on Apple, like iTunes Podcast, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher. All the good stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah, and the track that we use at the beginning of the song, at the beginning of the podcast, Graveyard Theory, OC Remix, Halsey, DJ Valentine, Sergio Danius. Check them out. Good group. Pumpkin Hill from Sonic Adventure 2. Best Halloween song in a video game, I'd say, probably of all time. Dethrone it if you can. But yeah, thanks for checking out our cool vacation episode. Until next time, see you later.
Bye.